get married. Yes, I need a spouse.
It's prom season, and according to one youth reporter, some students are hearing the infamous words, "Will you marry me?" on prom night.
Welcome back to AK. Here comes the bride all dressed in white. That's a pretty easy image to conjure up, right? Now picture this. Here comes the bride. She's only 18, and she's planning a wedding scheduled for 2 months after her high school graduation. Are teens really ready to walk down the aisle before they've even left home? And why do some want to? Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter Helen Fleming hit the hallways of her Anchorage school asking that very question. Here's what she found out.
It's prom night, an evening that most teens look forward to for most of the year. Girls are in their gowns, guys in rented tuxedos. The lights are dimmed and decorations sparkle around the dance floor. Relatively speaking, this scene hasn't changed much over the last few decades, with perhaps one significant exception. At a recent high school prom, four couples used the occasion to get engaged. Talk of marriage has spread to high school hallways. During passing period, students carry bridal magazines along with their school books. Gossip topics include who's going out with whom, as well as which bridesmaid's dress best accents one's eyes. Bonnie Bird is a 17-year-old high school senior and is engaged to her boyfriend of less than a year, who's also 17.
There's never really a right time to do it. It's just if you're in love with a person and you want to take the next step, then, you know, that's the best way to go about it, I guess. I want to be 18. I want everybody to know that I'm making this decision as an adult, and I just figure once I turn 18, then, you know, you don't need the parent's signature on the wedding certificate.
According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 47% of women who married before the age of 18 saw their marriages dissolve within 10 years. Now that's compared to 19% of women who waited to marry until they were 23 or older. Bonnie Burt says she's aware she and her future husband are up against some pretty negative odds. Even so, she remains confident in her decision.
Every day somebody says, "You're not going to last," or "How are you going to do this while going to school?" Well, you know, if you're really wanting the marriage to work, then you're going to work at it, and there's going to be tough times. Don't expect it all to be easy. It's going to be a rough road, and you just have to figure out how you're going to drive over it.
Planning a wedding almost always takes a lot of time, coordination, and effort. Bert says planning her wedding while going to high school is a mix of stress and fun.
Oh, it's totally fun. I mean, my wedding cake is going to be a bunch of cupcakes stacked upon each other. I have my bridesmaids in flip-flops walking down the aisle, and I have my duck being the ring bearer. It's just, I know I'm getting married at a young age, and so, hell, I'm still fun. Let's make it a fun wedding.
Some young adults consider the covenant of marriage and the ceremony declaring it to be a serious rather than fun affair. High school senior Amy Miller.
If I'm going to enter myself into something that has been so sacred and so just important for thousands and thousands of years, you know, it's going to be something serious to me, because that is just, it's a beautiful thing. It really, really can be.
Opinions on marrying young vary among other teens.
Even the Bible talks about marriage being sacred back in the Old Testament, so it's been around for a while, and I think it's just like one of the most sacred things in life.
I think it has a lot to do with the person. I think some people make some mistakes and get married too young.
I personally would not do it. I think it's just for a label sometimes. If you love someone, you love them. You don't need to have that label.
Some teens, like high school senior Nikisha Moss, seem more pessimistic about young couples tying the knot. She says her attitude comes from being friends with 3 out of the 4 couples who got engaged at a recent prom.
My sophomore year, a lot of seniors got married. Well, I think 3 different groups that I could think of, and one of them is still together, but they're not together. They're at separate colleges. But then I know one of them had a baby, and they're divorced, and they hate each other, and they can't settle over who gets the baby ever. So I just don't think that it's the wise thing to do.
According to statistics published by the National Center for Law and Social Policy, the median marrying age for both women and men never dropped below age 20 during the last century. Whether trends are changing remains to be seen, but at some high schools, the number of teens considering marriage appears to be on the rise. So, why are some teens doing it now? Amy Miller says it might stem from wanting attention in school. She says she and her boyfriend have been in a serious relationship for 2 years, yet they're in no rush to get married.
Frankly, you don't know what you're going to be 5, 10 years from now. You don't know what you're going to be thinking, how you're going to be feeling, even towards that person. And it's very romantic to think that, you know, true love can make everything happen. But, you know, it can't. And, you know, if it is real love, then it can wait and it can let each person develop individually and just grow to become who they're going to be. And, you know, I think there's always time to wait. And if you really love each other, then it can happen when you really, really know that you're stable in every way.
But Bert says her parents married young, and it worked. She says their success gives her confidence that she can beat the odds.
Sometimes it gets overwhelming. It really does. And I think, oh gosh, I'm only 17 now, and a few days after I turn 18, I'd be getting married. But I just look at it, and I'm excited. I mean, there's always those stressful points where it's just like, am I really making the right decision? And then you just look at what you have, and you know.
Bonnie Bert's wedding is set for August. For AK, I'm Helen Fleming.
Helen Fleming is a reporter for Alaska Teen Media Institute. ATMI is a program that provides Anchorage teens with the trainings and tools needed to produce radio stories. You can find out more on our blog at youthcast.org. And please, post your comments. Youthcast is the next generation of sound, a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. Thanks for listening.